everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always have something to talk about, and it's going to be hopefully something that's going to encourage you, make you laugh, make you think. Imagine that, if we made you think a little bit, that would be surprising. Nonetheless, man, we're just here to share some thoughts with you, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Thank you so much. I am one half of your hosting dynamic duo. My name is Chris, and I am, of course, joined by my better-looking wife, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Christy, we made it. We made it through Thanksgiving. And we are on the other side of that. And I would say now we are officially in Christmas season. We have officially made Christmas season at this point, because up to this point, it's been pre-Christmas, and now we're into Christmas.
I've been Christmasing already, but that's okay.
You have definitely already been Christmasing. You have been Christmasing. You put our Christmas tree up the week before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't regret it.
You don't regret it.
I did put the ornaments on the tree last night. It's so pretty.
It is. It looked really good. Where was I at?
You weren't home. Oh, you were selling trees.
Oh, that's right. I was at the tent. I was at the tree tent. If you don't know, we are also in something called Buy a Tree, Change a Life. Christy, actually,
you can see my shirt.
Yeah, Christy's repping her Buy a Tree, Change a Life shirt right now.
Just had to show y'all if y'all are watching the video.
Yeah, at our church, we are selling Christmas trees, and 100% of that profit goes to help children globally and locally. That's the tagline, globally and locally, but it really does, and it's made a big difference over the last few years. So that's where I was, but while I was there, you were here decorating and getting things together.
I put them all up by myself.
Yeah. If you're hearing a shuffling going on, Christy is doing something with her microphone. I'm so sorry for that.
I don't think you could hear anything, but you probably saw me fidgeting with it.
Oh,
but
you're fidgeting.
It's okay.
You're just fidgeting?
Just fidgeting.
Just fidgeting?
Yep.
Christy, do you like to say words like fidgeting?
Just comes out.
Just happens.
That just what comes out of my mouth. So, okay.
All right. What is it you said? You said the other day that Emma. Oh, I know what it was. We were riding down the road, and you said that you also had a birthday party you went to yesterday, and you said you bought some jogging pants.
Uh-huh.
And Emma was like, "No, they're sweatpants."
Yeah, she corrects me all the time with what I used to call things and what teenagers call things now. So. I still call them jogging pants.
So I was talking to somebody the other day. They were talking about the podcast. It was somebody that I didn't know had ever listened to the podcast. And they said they said something about it to me. And I said, "Do you listen to the podcast?" And they said, "Yes." And they said, "Christy's funny." That's what they always say. And then she said, "I didn't know." It was a lady. She said, it was Tiffany Bradley. That's what it was. She said, "I didn't know that she was so country."
She must have never talked to me before.
But you are very, you're country, and I don't know that I'm straight up city folk, but I would definitely say I'm city and you're country.
You know what I say about that?
Tell me.
It's a song.
What is the song?
I was country when country wasn't cool.
I've never heard that song before in my life. Who sings that?
Maybe Alabama or the Judds. I don't know.
Yeah, I have never heard that song in my entire life.
Let me Google it. I'll look at it real fast while we're talking.
Yeah. So they were surprised at how country that you were. But I agree. I think if people talk to you or they have conversation with you, they realize that you're just a good old country girl, aren't you?
Yeah, from the heart.
From the heart. Yeehaw.
Looks
All right,
nice.
Did you find out who sang that song?
I think Barbara Mandrell.
Is she a country singer?
She sure is.
Barbara Mandrell is?
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what? That song is the one and only. I have heard the name Barbara Mandrell before, but whatever song you just sang is the one and only Barbara Mandrell song I ever know.
You don't know Barbara Mandrell?
Nope. Not, I know the name. I know it is a famous name. But other than that, I have no idea who Barbara Mandrell is.
If y'all know that song, guys, y'all let me know on Instagram this week. And I'll play some more next week.
Oh, you're going to play some? You're going to
sing some more lyrics.
You're starting to take requests?
I'll sing a lyric and see if y'all know what it is.
Okay. All right.
If it comes to my mind, I don't know.
Well, that'll be good.
Okay.
That'll be great. Well, guys, we appreciate again so much you listening wherever you are, maybe at Spotify, watching us on Spotify. Christy mentioned that. You can see her in her Buy a Tree shirt. You can also see us on, you can just see us on Spotify. Listen there, watch there, or you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. So wherever you're listening, thank you so much for that. I think we're going to jump into our first segment here, Christy, and that would just be this first segment we almost always start off with, and that's what's new. And that's where we just take a couple of minutes and talk about what is new. So, Christy, why don't you kick us off? What do you have that's new? Anything happening?
I'll just say that this past week, I think I have hit a record.
A record?
An all-time record for me.
Wait a second. Now, is this one of those, like, fishing records? Remember how you wanted to break the record?
I talk about it all the time, but I think I'm at a record.
I honestly have no idea what you're about to say.
I think I ate cake every day from, like, Tuesday through today. I even had cake today. And I know I talk about cake all the time.
We do talk a lot about cake, an abnormal amount about cake.
I've had an abundance of cake.
Yeah.
And I've loved every minute of it.
There you go.
And it's been so good.
Yeah. Has it all been the same cake?
No. It's been different cakes.
So you've had multiple cakes, like different kinds of cake.
I had so much cake this week that I did not step on the scale. Okay. No reason. Cake and rolls.
Yeah.
Bread. It was Thanksgiving for sure.
Yeah.
It was good though.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving? We didn't really touch base with that. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I thought we had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Great food. Great time.
Yeah. Your family came over for lunch and we had a great visit, great time. And we did something, and this is going to sound strange because I'm sure their families do this all the time, but we did something we've never done at our family Thanksgiving gathering, and that is we all took a picture together. We don't normally do that. Like, I can't remember the last, if ever, that we've ever done that with your family.
Right, right. Yeah, you did a good job. You set the camera up on the ring light. And
yep.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was good. So, I thought that was very nice, enjoyable. We had great food. Mm-hmm. All of the top five were there. Mm-hmm. We didn't miss one. I had all of the top five.
And it was good.
It was all great. Now,
I miss it already.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things right now I'm thinking, man, I wish I still had some.
You know what I wish I had more of? Your sister's sweet potato stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good. I did not get enough of that.
But you know what your dad cooked that we didn't have at our house?
Oh, collards.
Like, collards.
They were delicious.
They ought to be on the list.
Yeah, they were delicious. I really loved them collards. Yeah, they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did get a little bit of feedback from our podcast last week.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, yes, you did. You're the one that told me about it.
Oh, yes.
We got a little bit of kickback that one of the dishes that was brought to Thanksgiving did not make the list.
Right. On our list.
They didn't make our list.
Right.
And again,
it made the list. We talked about it.
Yeah. Again, it was, I think, an honorable mention, but it wasn't on the top five. And there were comments made prior to Thanksgiving.
It was a joke, but it was funny.
And on Thanksgiving Day, that their dish did not make the list.
But I will say, Angela, we did love your broccoli casserole.
It was good.
And Lauren, we love your broccoli casserole.
Yeah.
And I'm missing it today, to be honest. That's what I was thinking about when I said I wish I had more of, would be broccoli casserole.
My sister Lauren's green bean casserole that she makes is really, really good. Mm-hmm. I really like it. It's like a green bean. It has this crunchy texture to it. It's really good. I like it.
What's crunchy?
I think it's water chestnuts.
Ooh.
No, not ooh. It's delicious.
Oh, no. Water chestnuts are so yucky.
I love
yucky.
Water chestnuts.
That's when your mama true. Makes that chicken stuff with
ooh, that's one of my favorite things.
I'd pick them out.
You make a dish that
water
if you put
chestnuts
water chestnuts
are nasty, y'all.
What's They're... that spaghetti thing that you make? If you put water chestnuts in it, it would make the dish perfect. Because it's like this creamy.
Water chestnuts are
that,
nasty.
It just needs that crunchy texture added to it. I disagree.
I disagree. We can agree to disagree.
So anyway, that's a controversy. Water chestnuts, but also the Thanksgiving list. So we're causing a stir. We're causing a stir.
I got a question.
Okay.
Is Water Chestnuts the Christmas song?
No.
That's not what they're talking about?
Water chestnuts?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. That's not chestnuts?
No.
That's not a water chestnut?
Okay. I'll be honest. At this point, I don't know the answer.
Man, I'm in a singing mood, y'all.
You are. You're singing up a storm. You ought to put out a greatest hits album. That's what's next coming with Christy Swag, the greatest hits album. From the podcast. It's just Christy breaking out. They're not full songs. They're just...
What goes to my mind when we're talking?
A little bit of the song that she thinks about while we're talking. That,
and I'm just going to break out in song.
Yeah. Basically, this podcast has turned into a musical at this point. We're like High School Musical. We are conversing through song with one another.
And they're enjoying it?
I hope so. We'll see. If you made it this far... I mean, we may have lost one listener.
I can't
because they didn't want a music. We're down to eight now.
You're saying that. Are you saying that because of how I'm singing?
No, I'm saying because they were like, I didn't sign up for a musical. I signed up for a podcast.
Or just doing Name That Tune or something. Oh, okay. All right. Let's keep going.
All right. Anyway, what else is new? What else is new?
You know we got to talk about this.
What?
We had a good thing happen yesterday. It was our little cousin's birthday. He turned 4.
Oh, yeah.
But something big happened yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Some of our listeners and viewers at the same time, I've combined it, aren't going to like this.
Yeah. Go ahead. Drop it on them.
Our Carolina Gamecocks beat the Clemson Tigers.
Yep.
And that is a huge what's new in our life this week.
It is a big what's new. It was totally...
So exciting.
Honestly, it was unexpected. The last two games of the season, Carolina has played, in my opinion, beyond themselves. They beat Tennessee, who was the number... What were they? Number 5, I think, when they beat them. And then Clemson was 9 or 8, something like that, yesterday. I think there were 8. So, you know, 2 weeks in a row, Carolina has beaten 2 top 10 teams.
You know, I'm not really big into football. And so I always come to you and say, do we got a chance? You think we got a chance to win? You told me both times.
Yeah.
We did not have a chance.
I didn't think we did. I was not a believer.
And so it was a good game yesterday for us.
It was
really good. We enjoyed it. So that's what's
It was a good game. It was a close game. Near the end, neither team really played that well, I think, which what's made it so close, because neither one of us really did anything a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But it's a couple of things. I think it was 8 years since Carolina had beat Clemson. We beat them at home. And the other thing about that is – your cousin Randy told me that it had been 40 home games since Clemson had lost.
Wow.
And so not only did we beat them for the first time in 8 years, we beat them at home, which broke their 40-game win streak. So
you got a song for that.
Well, all right, give it to us.
Go Carolina, go Carolina to the Gamecock Rocks. Carolina, go Cocks. Woo! All right.
That's pretty good. And Podcast the Musical continues.
We never would have thought this up. Never would we. It's just coming out of the day.
Yeah, it's just happening. I like it. I'm for it.
Me too.
Yeah. All right.
Carry on.
Well, so that was pretty good.
I saw No Belt Boy today.
You saw No Belt Boy? Mm-hmm. When you picked up the groceries? How did that go?
There was no one there, just me. Time I pulled in, he come right on out.
Okay.
And he said, I timed that just right. I just finished picking out all your groceries. I said, you did? I said, well, I'm glad I got here when I did. And then when he left, you know what he told me?
A joke.
No.
No jokes?
But he's in the Christmas spirit already.
Okay. What did he say?
He said, well, it's that time of season now, so I'm going to start telling people, have a Merry Christmas and I guess a Happy New Year. So, well,
now,
thank
Bill
you.
Boy's living his best life, isn't he?
So. He's very nice today. He's always nice. He deserves a raise.
Yeah. Should we call some money and tell them that?
We should. He might need to give himself a raise. He may be over it.
I'm pretty sure no Belt Boy, if he was over it, he would then become Belt Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he would have enough money at that point
if he was over it? No, I just don't pay attention. We just know him from the podcast as No Belt Boy. But
oh, okay.
We need to find out his name.
All right.
Okay.
Well, very good. Very good.
I don't know what else. What you got going on?
Well, I'm excited. Here's what I have new. This isn't last week new, but this is upcoming week new. I'm on a vacation this week. Starting today, right now, 7 days, no work. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you to be off of work.
Yes.
But I think in your mind, you think you're on vacation from work and from doing anything at all. And I don't think that that's right.
I am on vacation from all responsibilities.
No, I sense that from you. And we're going to have a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Not related to the podcast, but you may be on vacation from work, but you're not on vacation from home stuff. I mean, we've got the groceries and Emma's sick and needs to go to the doctor and stuff like that. And I feel like you have just put yourself on do not disturb from anybody.
Yeah. So
no, that's not right.
What vacation works is I'm 100% on I'm on a break. I'm on a break.
Can I tell something funny that happened this weekend?
Yeah. Let me just mention something. This is really weird. So I post a lot of like Fortnite clips and stuff on Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
And because of that, people will follow. They'll go and find my page and follow the page.
Okay.
Like my Twitch page.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just sitting here and I had an alert come up on our screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out why. I thought I had hit a button, but some Rumble03S just followed the Twitch page. It just came up on the screen right there. You didn't even see it, but it popped up. So if you're watching Spotify and you saw that pop up on the screen, shout out to Rumble03S.
Oh, well, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Cool.
So, All right. One more thing. Go ahead.
Can I tell the thing that made me laugh out loud today or the other night with you?
I don't care. I don't know what it is.
You're going to remember when I start talking about it. So we're in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Go ahead.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're in the kitchen. So
I'm prepared for this.
Evidently, you don't get in the kitchen a whole lot and do a whole lot of stuff.
All right. That's not true.
Can I explain?
Okay.
So we're in the kitchen and we're making leftovers. You might put your coffee down. You might spit it out. We're getting leftovers out, and we had some turkey, some ham, some dressing, some potato salad, all that good stuff. And we needed some cranberry sauce opened. And I said, well, we have two jars in the pantry. And so I'm doing my thing. I don't know what I'm doing. And then you go to the electric can opener. It's not hard to work. It's a brand new one, it's just about. And I see you over there fumbling with this can opener. And I'm like, well, he knows what he's doing, right? So I go over there, and you said, I don't know how to work this thing. Do we have a hand can opener? I don't know how to work this thing. And so I said, well, it's not hard to do. I said, first of all, you got to turn the can up. You had it upside down on the wrong side. But the kicker was, it wasn't plugged in, folks. An electric can opener only works when it's plugged into the wall.
Yeah.
But Chris could not figure out that it wasn't plugged up, and he had the can upside down. So we had a laughable moment in the kitchen, and I had to show him how to work the electric can opener. So I thought it needed to be shared.
I still think that a handheld can opener is better than the electric can opener. I'm just saying.
Because you know how to work that one?
I know how to work that one.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I don't really have a defense for that. It just is.
It was just funny. It was just one of those moments that you had to laugh out loud and just show you how to do it. So.
And really, that it was just my trick to try to get you to just do it for me. That's what I was really hoping for.
I did, too.
Yeah. All right. It's time for us to move to our next segment.
Okay.
And at times in the past, we have had an opportunity to share grievances with one another. And I have a grievance with you. It's not a big grievance, but it's also not, I don't currently have this grievance with you. You're looking at me. You got this look like I'm scared to keep talking. I'm just saying. Okay. Let me just preface. I don't have a current grievance, but we have talked about this before. You haven't done anything, but something happened today that reminded me of something that you've done. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're running. I'm running late this morning for church. It's not anybody's fault. It's me. Okay. And Emma comes in to the door of the bathroom and she just yells in. She doesn't come in. She just yells in. She's like, "Dad, it's 7:22. Now, granted, we're supposed to be in the car leaving at 7. Okay. She says, "Dad, it's 7:22. It's time to go." All right.
Okay. I don't know what I've done.
No.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, here's what I thought in my mind. Okay. Normally, when you come in and tell me the time, you would have said, "It's 7:30. It's time for us to go." And in my mind, I automatically think, it's not 7:30, but it's close to 7:30. But you love to round things up to make them in your favor. But when Emma told me it was 7:22, I felt like that was exactly what time it was, and I only had about 8 minutes to finish getting ready.
I thought I heard you get out of the shower real fast. Like, what? He got out of the shower and got ready fast.
Yeah. So
So what's that got to do with me?
I'm just saying the grievance is that you love to round up and exaggerate, not truths, but things that work to your favor. So like.
Well, I mean, normally it's so we can be where we got to be on time.
Yeah.
Because if I said it was 7:30 and it was just 7:15, you would hang out in the shower for 15 more minutes.
So.
To get where we got to get, but we got to go.
But that's not the point. We've already established the fact that I am late. It is my fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It is my fault. I claim it. I own it. It's me. The grievance is that when you give facts, you exaggerate them to benefit you instead of saying exactly what the situation is. Do you agree with this or not?
I mean, it's your opinion, so.
Well, it's more than an opinion. It's a proven track record over your life.
Okay.
Now, I will say this.
I don't even know where this is coming from.
I just told you.
You're talking about the shower and the time that Emma told you it was, and somehow I'm thrown in the middle of it.
Well, so, right. So there are
that
times,
made you think me think make me and, think of me, but.
Yeah. Because I knew the grievance was, it wasn't your grievance, it wasn't a current grievance, but in my mind, I thought, that is a time that I can trust, 7:22. If you had come in and given me that time, if you had come in and said it was 7:22, I would have thought it was like 7:10.
Well, I got to where I don't even come in there and tell you what time it is. If we're late, we're late. So...
So,
right. And I hadn't either.
So here's the conversation that I felt like needed to happen here was, why do you think that we as people, because this isn't a you thing.
No.
This is a people thing. People like to exaggerate things. Like, they love to exaggerate things that happen in their life, different situations, different circumstances. Why do you feel like people feel the need to exaggerate? Because I'll be honest, I have been and I have exaggerated before. And in all fairness, Emma may be one of the biggest exaggerators in our house. I just happen to know that she's not normally an exaggerator of time. Mm-hmm. She's an exaggerator of drama.
Well, she just loves to act.
You are an exaggerator of time. Why do you think people like to exaggerate? Like, in your opinion, and you didn't know that we were talking about this. This is a total shocker. That's why I had to air this grievance. Mm-hmm. Why do you think people exaggerate? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
It depends on what you're exaggerating about. I exaggerate on time because I need to get where I'm going. And if I didn't tell you to come on,
but why can't you just say it's 7:22, we need to leave in 8 minutes? You would have said it's after 7:30.
I always taught in math, when it's after the five, you round up. If it's below the five, you round down.
So you live on the round up.
That's what I do. When I'm at the grocery store and I say I spent $97 and something, yeah, I've spent $100. I'm rounding up. So,
so essentially, you're living on the roundup.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm estimating up or I'm estimating down. And normally, I got to estimate up for you because...
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. I think people exaggerate for a couple of different reasons. I think people exaggerate because they don't like the truth. It's not dramatic enough. Mm-hmm. I think people exaggerate because exaggeration plays into their favor. Mm-hmm. Again, these are just my opinions, things that I think. I think it plays to their favor. So, like if somebody's coming home late and they get home at 7:15, it sounds a lot worse that they came home at 7:30. You didn't get home to 7:30. Well, no, I got home at 7:15. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you said this and this and this. No, I didn't. It's like that. Have you seen the TikTok? Like, I've seen it like dogs. It's like dogs, and it'll be like a dog sitting there, and it says, Mom said she didn't want me anymore. And this voice comes back and says, no, I didn't. I said you couldn't have three dinners. So it's like the exaggeration plays to your favor to make your story, your side, sound better than what it is. Mm-hmm. So those are the two things I can think about. I think the other thing is people are just liars. People just, you know, they just lie. Now, do you consider exaggeration lying? Would you consider somebody that exaggerates all the time, would you consider them to be a liar?
I think, like, to me, when you talk about exaggeration, I think of like going fishing.
And, yeah, that's a great example.
They catch a little fish, but they tell people they've caught a bigger fish. It just makes them look a little bit better, or it makes them, the story a little bit better than just a boring movie. So some people exaggerate to make something.
Yeah, they like the drama. Better. They want to add
a little bit better than it actually is.
Makes it sound better. Makes it feel better. It makes, you know, it makes your side look better when they exaggerate. So I found an article. I actually have two articles I want to tell you about. The one of these is, I didn't find what I was looking for, but it'll work. This is actually from the magazine Cosmopolitan. Okay, which I think is like a girl magazine, right?
I think so.
And this is 12 things he's definitely exaggerating. Now, I'm not going to go into all 12, but I wanted to mention a couple of them because I thought they were funny. I thought they were kind of humorous. So this is talking about guys, 12 things that guys exaggerate.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Just how often he goes to the gym and how long he's been working out.
I mean, if they go to the gym a lot, then you'll be able to tell it.
Yeah.
If you don't go to the gym a lot, you'll be able to tell it. Yeah. So.
If you read the article, I'm not going to read 2 and 3 on this article.
Okay, it's not good. Oh, it's probably bad.
Well, they're not bad, but I don't know that.
I could imagine what men exaggerate on, but we'll carry on.
Okay. Just move on. All right, number 5. I won't read 4 either. Oh, number 5 is how strong he is. How strong he is. Like, he says he's stronger than what he really is. Like, he can lift something more than what he can lift.
Okay.
I definitely, that's a dude. That's a very much a dude thing.
Okay.
All right. How important his job is. Like, sometimes people will exaggerate their job title. There will be, like, there'll be a stock boy, and they'll say, I am the manager of inventory.
They just rephrased it.
Yeah. So, it's an exaggeration. It basically says the same thing, but it sounds better. As opposed to being a stock boy, I am the manager of inventory. I think I've done that before. I think I have exaggerated job titles before. When I was a, when I was younger, I had a job and I was basically a secretary, and I kept calling myself an administrative assistant. I wasn't, I was a secretary, but I just called myself an administrative assistant. So, there you know, you change things to make them sound better.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
I don't know. I had to think about it.
Okay. I think this is true for a lot of people. I think this is true not just for men. I think this is true for women as well. How confident you are. People oftentimes will portray a confidence that they genuinely do not possess. Because most people are insecure.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason or another, most people are insecure. And so they portray a confidence level they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
We won't read number 8. That's irrelevant to our conversation. Number 9.
Many of them.
It's not a big deal. This is a very much a dude thing. What he said when he was in a fight. So, like, you ever heard somebody and said, and then I told him this and this, and we're like, no, you didn't. You didn't say that. But, you know, we like to add some flair, some pizzazz to make it sound better, like we're cooler than what we are. I've definitely done that before.
Oh, okay.
What about you? Have you ever been in a fight before?
When I was young, me and my sister, my twin sister, got our ears pierced, and we got into a fight in my granny's backyard, and I pulled her earring out.
Okay.
And then we took, my mom made us take her earrings out.
And you still don't have your ears pierced to this day.
So, I mean, that's about the only fight that I got in.
Okay.
Okay.
You never got into, like, a hair-pulling, fussing match with somebody at school or anything?
I ran away from fights.
Okay.
I don't like confrontation stuff, so, if there was a fight going on, then I would not be anywhere near it.
The closest thing I ever remember really getting into a fight was with a kid named Chappie when I was in middle school. And I open hand girl slapped Chappie right in the face.
There was something in high school too.
Was there?
Didn't you push somebody through a wall?
We weren't really fighting. We were play fighting.
Oh.
We were playing around and that happened.
Oh.
He was my friend. That was my friend, Yaffe. And he jumped on my back, and I ran backwards and ran him through the wall. But we weren't fighting. That wasn't a fight.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I think the closest thing I ever really got into was with Chappie. And then everybody was like, ooh. And then the bell rang, and I think I ran away.
Why was his name Chappie?
That was just his name, Chappie.
Chappie Loops.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know if that was his real name or just a nickname. That's just what I remember him as Chappie.
Okay.
Number 11, how well they play the guitar. And then number 12, how many cookies he can eat in 30 seconds. Okay, so for me, it's not cookies. It's how many Crystal Burgers I think I could eat at a time. Because I declare I could eat a whole 24 sack full of crystals at one time. And Stephen at the church always says, there's no way. But I feel confident I could do that.
You could eat 24 hamburgers?
Crystal Burgers.
I don't know. You'd have to try it.
I don't want to try it. I think I would be miserable, but I feel like I could do it.
Hmm. I eat three and I'm done.
Yeah. No, that's not enough. I think I really could do that. So anyway, so exaggerating. One more thing I wanted to mention. So another article I read was how to, if you find yourself as a exaggerator, how to fix that. And so I thought you may need to pay attention to this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
why do you say it like that?
I feel like you have gotten this topic based on a thought of me.
Well, it's just it was just something that I thought of.
And so I'm like, I don't know how this is going, but go ahead.
All right. So you're not feeling like this is a good conversation.
I'm feeling attacked.
Why are you feeling it? You aired grievances with me. I'm
feeling attacked. Like, I didn't even know I was going to be.
That's the way grievances are aired.
The bun of the joke today. The butt of the joke or whatever.
That's the way grievances are aired.
I reckon we air it out for our 30 listeners.
30's high.
31 with the new follower on Twitch.
Well, Rumble's a follower on Twitch. He's not even a podcast listener. He probably didn't know anything about the podcast. He's just waiting on some more dope Fortnite videos. All right, so a couple things. First one is this. If you find that you're an exaggerator, a couple things that you could do is be careful with adverbs and qualifiers. So like, for example, when you hear yourself say something is incredibly or the best, you need to ask yourself, is that really true? Is this really the best? Is this really the most incredible thing ever? If not, that's probably an exaggeration.
Okay.
All right. The second one is this. Consider more realistic synonyms. For example, are you starving or are you just hungry? You have to ask yourself those questions.
Okay.
All right. Is this helping? Do you feel like this is helping you some?
No.
No? Okay. Here's number three. Be comfortable with your vulnerability. Just be comfortable with it. Instead of trying to impress people, focus on building an authentic connection. All right?
Okay.
Number four, correct yourself. If you feel like you've exaggerated, it's okay to go back and say, you know what? I'm really not starving. I'm just hungry. Just tell yourself that.
You know what? We're not going to be late. Just because you're in the shower for 30 minutes.
You're so literal. You are so literal. It's hard for you to move past the fact that we're beyond that part of the conversation.
Like you're talking about me and the time that I exaggerate.
Yeah, but that was just a jumping point for the conversation.
Okay. Well, I'm still on that point.
Oh, you hadn't moved past it?
Still thinking about it. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I don't think I exaggerate much. So
okay. I didn't say you... In all fairness, I don't think that you're an exaggerator, except for with time.
With time, and so that's what I keep going back to.
But you've also defended yourself. I think you've defended yourself in the fact that you're a rounder-upper.
Yeah.
You round up, because that's what they said to do.
If it's after five, understands.
If it's after five, you just count to the next thing.
Like, if we're about to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's 6:50. Well, it's already 7. We can't go anywhere because, you know, I've rounded up.
Here's the last thing that you could do next time you try to round up time is you need to ponder why you exaggerated. Just ponder it. Why did I feel the need to exaggerate that time? Do you feel like this conversation helped you?
Sure.
Okay. Great. Well, let's talk about something that I think you're going to like way more.
We got more to talk about?
One more thing to talk about because... Here's the deal. It's Christmas. We are officially in Christmas season. I already talked about that. And so sometimes people have a hard time getting into the Christmas season. And so what I want to do is I want to give you a Christmas checklist of things that you can do to help make sure you're checking these things off of your Christmas bucket list. So I'm going to read a few things, and you just tell me if we have checked them off yet or not, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. First one is this. Decorate a tree for your home.
Check.
All right. Eat a candy cane.
No.
All right. Donate to a good cause. I don't think we've done that yet.
No.
But we are going to do something for Buy a Tree, Change a Life.
Okay.
So that'll check that one off for us. Go on a drive to see holiday lights.
No.
I actually like doing that. You do not like doing that.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to do a whole lot of stuff. So.
But this is Christmas. Like, this is your jam.
Okay.
All right. Drink a peppermint hot chocolate. Try out a new holiday recipe.
Did I do that? I don't know. I may do that, but I hadn't done that yet.
Okay. Watch a fun holiday film.
I probably have watched some holiday stuff. We watched the Bacon Championship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's a big one. Here's an important one, I think. Change your background for the holidays. So, like, on your phone, put, like, a Christmas-themed background on your phone. Are you going to do that?
I will now.
Okay. Well, you could check that off the list.
Okay.
A couple other things here. There's actually a bunch more. I'm not going to be able to read them all because you tell me you don't like super long lists. Hang a holiday wreath.
Okay.
Read a holiday book.
Okay.
Set up a holiday village scene.
I have villages I'm going
to
do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen to carolers.
Or Christmas music. That'd be fun.
I think that counts. We'll count that. Send out or make and send out holiday greeting cards. I think if you just send out Christmas cards in general, it would be fine. We are not big senders of Christmas cards. We do not do that very well. Mm-hmm. We've done it in the past, but that generally is not something that we do. So if you don't get a Christmas card from us, don't be offended. We just don't do that very well. And then let's see, a couple things. Go Christmas shopping.
We hadn't.
We have not yet. We haven't done anything.
I've been looking.
Yeah. So there's a bunch more. You can actually, this is on Etsy, and you can go to Holiday Bucket List and see the full list. There's a bunch of them, and maybe it's something that you want to use with your family. Host or attend a lovely holiday meal.
Sounds nice.
Does sound good. Mm-hmm. Do you want at your holiday meal to have the same things that you had for Christmas that you had at Thanksgiving?
I do. Because you only get that like twice a year. And so I like that. We've tried to not do that before and it didn't go over so well.
Yeah.
Remember? It was like, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Here's one that I love. Drink eggnog. I love eggnog.
Yeah, you do.
I love it. And I will oftentimes sit and drink it by myself because nobody else likes it. Mm-hmm. But it's very good. So, yeah, it's a bunch of fun things. I don't know what this has to do with Christmas, but this is on the list. Eat tangerine oranges. Is tangerine oranges a part of Christmas somehow, some way?
I don't know. Kroger had cuties in season, so maybe they're in season right now.
I know that my mom used to put them in the... my mom used to put them in my stocking.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Wear matching pajamas. Take a photo with Santa. Kiss under the mistletoe. We'll have to do that later. We'll have to get us some mistletoe. Mm-hmm. You ready for that?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, that's all I got for us. Do you have a wow for it? You want to close us out with a wow?
I got a little scripture we can do.
Okay.
I got to find it. It just is in 1 Peter, so I'm going to bring the wow for us tonight, word of wisdom.
Okay.
1 Peter chapter 5, and it's chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So that doesn't really have anything with what we're talking about today, but just may help somebody during the week if you're struggling a little bit to just cast all your cares on him because he cares for each one of us.
Yeah, it's so good. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, guys, I think that's all we've got for you today. I just want to say thank you so much for being here, hanging out with us. Podcast the Musical is what we had today. Christy, do you have one more song that you could, do you have like a finale song?
No, I hadn't thought of anything else.
No more? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the musical's over. Well, if the musical's over, the podcast is over.
Yeah, it was fun though.
Yeah, it was fun. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Let me just encourage you, man, make sure whatever platform you're listening on, again, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever it may be, watching us over on Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button. That way you can keep up with when we post new episodes. We typically, up to this point, have always done that on Monday. It may not always be that way.
How do you want people to respond to the podcast when... How do they respond to the podcast when you ask them to respond to it? I had that question asked today.
I would say...
Is it on Instagram? Is that the only way that you can do it?
The best way to do that would be through Instagram.
So like to reach out to us.
That's the best way to do that.
Either reach out to one of us on Instagram.
Yeah. Chris Lotz, Christy Lotz, spelled just like the podcast.
Because it's easy to respond when you post a clip.
Yes.
People can respond under that. But the whole podcast in a whole, you have to... There's not a place to comment under the podcast, correct?
No, there's generally not. Now, sometimes some of the platforms will let you leave like ratings and that kind of stuff.
No, that's
but there's
not
generally honest. Not a comment section at one place. So if you wanted to reach out to us directly, the best way to do that would be through Instagram. That's what we both use pretty much. So that would be the best way to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And again, so if that's what you want to do, we're there. Chris Lotz, Christy Lotz on Instagram.
Reach out to us.
Reach out. All your complaints go to Christy, and she handles them directly.
I send them right back to Chris, but go ahead. I'd like for you to reach out to me. Tell me Merry Christmas. How are you doing? Songs for next week, I'll sing.
Hey, listen, and if you do listen to the podcast, it is always a pleasant surprise when you mention it, especially if we've never talked about it before. I'm often surprised at how many people will say, hey, I listened to the podcast or something. The pastor's mom the other day said something to me about it, and I was completely shocked by it. I was like, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. We out here, Miss Teresa's out here watching or listening.
Well, we got to give you a shout out, Miss Teresa. If you're still listening at the end of this, yeah, I would have shouted out to you at the beginning.
If you made it through Podcast the Musical,
yeah,
here we go.
Well, that's what kept us going.
Oh, okay. All right. It wasn't the exhilarating conversation about exaggeration?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, guys, hey, we do love you. Thank you so much. We know that you could be anywhere doing anything. We genuinely appreciate you hanging out with us. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out on Instagram to us if you see us somewhere, at church, wherever you may run into us. Man, let us know you listen to the podcast. Let us know what you think. If you got any topic ideas, we'd love to hear that. That would probably be one of the most helpful things. Mm-hmm. If somebody actually had something that we knew that they wanted to hear about, mm-hmm. then we wouldn't have to figure it out for ourselves, and that would make life a lot easier. Anyway, hey, hope you guys have a wonderful beginning to your Christmas season, and we love you guys, and until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Have a great one.